This is weekly number 3 of 2023. It is Friday the 20th of Jan 2023. And this is going to be a shorter version of my weekly update. Appreciate last week's was about 18 minutes long in the end. A bit too long for many of you, I reckon. So I'm going to try and keep it shorter this week round. Let's get the admin out of the way. So the newsletter was set up last week. I use a service called Button Down, which is quite a new kid on the block when it comes to newsletters and all that jazz. So I'm still trying to get to the detail of it all and work out how it works and my workflow. Nothing's gone out yet, but the system is there. It's all hooked up on sitejobbing.com/newsletter. If you want to get a weekly update of these and other things, including other blog posts, register there and we'll go from there. So that's the only admin I'm going to need to get out of the way this week. Again, if there's any feedback that we get from this, I am happy to send out a sticker or a bit of merch for you. I've got a drawer full of stuff down here that is ready to go out, and I'd love to get some feedback. I've heard one or two comments from people that are watching / listening. Thanks to Sam and Adrian for that. But yeah, just anything to go on. I'm like, what's working, what's not, and anything that you'd like to know more about. From a life perspective, try to get back into the fitness again this week. Mrs. J went back to work. So I had the living room back to myself to do some indoor exercise. I've even been back to the office this week so I could make the most of the personal training down there. I did a lot of weight work this week just because I feel like I've not done it for so long. I did the push-up challenge in November and I've neglected it all since. So I picked up some weights and did some Tabata, I think it's called, training, and my arms have killed ever since. So I've taken it easy for the last few days and just done some other things. As I say, a lot of glute stretching, a lot of kind of core and just more less intense moments of fitness. I've also got, unfortunately, another sick person in the house. My little one's been quite bad and off school for a few days. So I've had to factor that in around all my fitness and any other life. So it's been a quiet week and that lends well to it being a quicker update, actually. From a work perspective, okay, again, I'm going to try and keep this short and sweet. I did a lot of rambling last week. Back in the office yesterday and it was lovely to be back in the office. I've not been there since pre-Christmas, probably early December if I think about it properly. I miss my people and I miss interaction with people and I miss getting out of the house. So it was really nice to get out. It was a very long day, quite intense, lots going on. We had the big team group huddle in the morning where we did some award ceremonies, a little bit of recognition for the engineers. We did an afternoon huddle with some wider teams. So that was great fun. Again, a lot of recognition for what they've done, some technical demos again, which was nice. And this was the first time we'd done an engineering huddle in person because I've been remote for ever since I came back to ASOS. And actually, it went down really well. It technically worked. We did some people were online, dialed in. We had a room full of people, probably about 25, 30 people in the end. We had demos online and demos in person. And when we did a vote at the end of the sessions, it was voted absolute, yeah, we'll do this again. So we're going to plan those ahead now for the next few months and try and get into a better cadence of doing that. And as I say, it was just great to be in the office. We went for a team lunch because we've got someone leaving, unfortunately, this next week. I got some personal training in the morning before it all started. So, it was pumped, but a long day. And I didn't get home till, I think, only 9 o'clock after a 6:30 a.m. start. So my body was not used to that. And another big win for this week from work is a new website that's had a lot of effort gone into. Very difficult to get right and a lot of effort has gone into it. The ASOS Careers website, which I'll put the link into, that went live. But weirdly, I'm featured in that. And it's part of a whole brand piece we're doing around our tech value proposition. It's the first iteration and first release of this stuff publicly. And we're going to be doing a lot more work around this, actually bringing the tech blog in consistency with it all. We've got the podcast that's going to be using a lot of those elements and the brand message we're using in there. So lots of cool stuff to come. But it was actually a little bit embarrassing, but quite nice to get that photo and quote on the website from my perspective and some of my people that I manage as well. So nice win from the week, actually. From a side perspective, again, got quieter week than last week. We had a lot going on last week. One nice thing that happened this week, our on the side Slack community, which I mentioned last week, a lot of people have started blogging again this month. Typical January bursts of inspiration and ideas and thoughts. So, but the conversation's been around like music and media and physical media. So books, CDs, DVDs, vinyl. It prompted a lot of posts from around the community and it actually encouraged me to put my 2 pence into the mix And I actually enjoyed reflecting on my thoughts and opinions and history when it comes to vinyl, like my record players behind me, and CDs are in the law, and just my love for the craft of a good album or a good record. So I'll put the link in the show notes. And it was great to get that conversation going, and it's still going now actually to today. It's been like a 5-day conversation, very async, but lovely dripping in little bits of content here and there. And from a blogging perspective, I've still got a piece in the works that I'm working through. A lot of people do like a year in review blog posts, which I love to do myself. But what I thought I'd do this year was just like a year in numbers and pulling out some of my metrics that I've been measuring over the last year on my personal dashboard. I'm getting there. I've finally got all the data together now, but now I just want to work out how to present it. That's something I want to finish this month, but it's just taking a little bit longer than I hoped it would. So yeah, lots of content's coming together, all towards that big year goal of creating more content like this. And on that, I've also got the first Make Life Work episode nearly finished from a production perspective with Sam and Mike that we had last week. I've got the last 5 minutes that I just need to edit off, and then I've got some tidying up to do around the edges, but really nice to get that done. And I've got my next episode booked in with Adrian for next week. So we're going to talk about, you know, what he's been doing. We actually share a very similar job, and I'm looking forward to having a good chat with him about some of his own side projects that he's been playing around with from an Internet of Things perspective. So that's all good. The content's coming together. And the other one that we did this week, the House Finesse episode that went out this morning on Friday, we did a rewind. Every now and then I'll pull out one from the archive, a little bit lazy because it means no one needs to make any music, but there's so much content from the archives that, you know, it works and it's a nice reminiscent moment. This one was a Funky House Finesse 22, sorry, from about 13 years ago. So not far off 13 years. I think it's like 13 years next week. And I enjoyed listening to that. And I like digging out the archives. Again, like my love for music and the records. And it's just, this is very digital heavy, obviously, but I love kind of going into my archives and finding what a mix that engages with me from those days. From a tech perspective, so still keeping on the format from last week, not a lot's going on, but I did some tinkering around with some of our smart cameras this week. We've got a Hive camera and a Ring camera around the house, just for security perspective. And I realized I've got geofencing configured on the Ring camera, which I don't necessarily use much. So when you go beyond a certain threshold of the house, you can enable some triggers and some events that activate the camera or however you want to do it. But I found I wasn't using it anyway, so I turned it off. I just thought it was an unnecessary feature that I'm not really using. But I am curious if other people have their own setups like this. You know, are you using a lot of the events and automation available with smart cameras, and how are you using them? So I might bring this up with Adrian actually next week and talk about a bit more around the smart tech that we've got around our houses and how we can configure them between different devices. And another thing I'm really trying to get into is finding a better USB-C hub for my home setup. At the moment, I've got dongles like that kind of just hang out of my laptop, but I want something a bit more stable. I've noticed some of my devices don't necessarily connect very well when I plug in my Mac, when it's my work one and my home one, and I want it to just work. And I tend to do like 4 plugs at a time. I want it all under one. So I'm going to start looking around, you know, what the recommendations are from a decent USB-C hub that provides monitor support, through power through support, a number of USB-A devices as well, like these sort of things. And any recommendations from anyone that's listening, I'd love to get that back from you. And from an entertainment perspective, we're flying here today, aren't we? We went to see the new Whitney Houston movie at the weekend. I was really looking forward to it, and even my daughter was, and I know there's some risky content in there, but we went with it. I was really disappointed. The story lacked detail, depth, and the characters were okay. You know, the main actor, I can't remember the name, Naomi. She played Whitney well, but it felt like they just skimmed over so many important topics. It felt like it was just missing a trick. It was just an opportunity to indulge in the music more than actually the story. So I was left a little bit disappointed, unfortunately. 3 stars for me on that one. From a TV perspective, we've been watching a very cringeworthy but quite good series on Disney Plus called Welcome to Chippendales. I know, it wasn't something that I thought I'd want to watch, but actually it is quite enjoyable, especially, again, reminiscing over the time of the 90s and the 80s when it came out. And the characters are quite good, actually. There's some good backstories. There's some quite interesting dynamics in the relationships. And it's become a little bit more of an indulgence for me, my wife and I on an evening. So yeah, I'd recommend it. It's worth giving a go. It might not be a cup of tea, but it's quite well done. And I think it's worth having a play. I'm still reading a few books, nothing that's completed yet. But the one that's been the main focus this week is Shifted, which is in the Kwan series of dystopian future. It's keeping me going and I'm chipping away. I'm not spent a load of time reading this week because I've been trying to get back into the side projects and get the blogs done and the podcast episodes done. So I've not been able to read a lot, but you know, I've been chipping away at this book. And another audiobook I listened to this week actually was called Building Lasting Habits with Atomic Habits. This was in my Blinkist and I like the idea of some of the stuff she called out. Even she was talking about some of the habits she's trying to address, like drinking more water. So it's not necessarily tech, but how does she make sure to do that? And she sets herself little habits like, I must drink a pint of water when I get out of bed. And I'll definitely have one before I have my coffee in the morning and one before I go to bed. And all these sort of little tricks you can put in place. But I like the fact that it's like a 15 to 18 minute version of a book that you can literally listen to when you're like, you know, doing your odd jobs around the house or, you know, you're ready for bed or whatever. It's just winding down. I do recommend Blinkist for consuming content. It's all very lifestyle, productivity hacks, mental health sort of psychological sort of stuff going on. No fiction. It's all nonfiction content. But I do recommend Blinkist. If you want a link, I think I've got some referral links, so do reach out and I'll put some details in the show notes if they are there. That's it. So very quick, very rambly, and I'm trying to keep it as short as possible. Hopefully it's not too quick, but again, just to reflect, it's been a pretty good week, getting things done. I've produced quite a lot of content I'm quite pleased about, and I would still love any feedback on these formats, what's working, what's not working. Please send it in. You can find me on Mastodon as managingengineers.net@sci, or you can email sci@joblin.com. And obviously, if you want more details, all these details are on sci@joblin.com/newsletter and /week notes. Catch you next week.